T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There are only, after today, 4 more public practices wrapping up summer camp at St. Vincent. That'll be the end of next week, so Monday through Thursday next week, and then that's it. The camp was over.
I know a lot of people looking forward to this preseason game because it's the first action without Ben Roethlisberger. The new era is beginning, but camp was sort of quiet this year, wasn't it?
You know what? All they're talking about is the quarterbacks. That's all they talk
about. But there's
our brother station defense, that's all they talk about all day, all night.
Aside from the quarterback, I mean, it has been quiet, though. It hasn't been like hasn't been any kind of angst or no major problems or anything like that. There hasn't been much animosity or much problems or much.
No,
it seems quieter this year.
Receiver Deontay Johnson got his contract last week. So that was a week ago, actually.
Right.
And so that kind of quelled that, you know, dangling participle. But yeah, you're right. And the game's going to be on KDK TV Saturday night, but for the first time ever, it will be live streamed and will be available in other countries too, like Mexico. And so they are anticipating the actual volume of audience is going to be the most watched preseason Steeler game, maybe in history, because of its availability through also this new NFL streaming service app.
So in 25 different languages, people will say, man, preseason games are sort of boring.
I think from a fan standpoint, well, the weather's going to be great for all these events at
it's
PNC Park night. And then Acrisure Stadium. Then we're going to have, I think, a lot of people for a preseason game are going to be very interested in, guess what? The quarterback. So
yeah,
it is what it is. It'll be fun, though, to see. The North Shore will be buzzing all weekend starting tonight.
You know what was buzzing yesterday? Harrisburg, the state capital.
Yeah, subpoenas were handed out to certain lawmakers. The question is, for what?
Yeah, well, federal investigators delivered those subpoenas or paid visit to several House and Senate Republican offices on the state capitol yesterday. They were there Tuesday as well, apparently. Some of the individuals were told that they were not targets of any investigation, just wanted some information from them about things. Six sources reached out to Penn Live, which is a news organization, but they have information of interest that the FBI may want. All the sources had been briefed on the investigative moves in some way, but demanded anonymity from discussing it. The information being requested centered around U.S. Representative Scott Perry and the effort to seek alternate electors as part of the efforts to have President Trump remain in office in 2020, several sources said. So that's where that's going. We'll figure that out. Representative Perry's cell phone was seized on Tuesday. That was big news. Just walking down the street, and he was surrounded by 3 agents who said they needed his cell phone right then and there. And his big thing was, well, some of the stuff on here is none of the business of the government. It's about my family. And he also said this could have been easily been taken handled discreetly with one call to his attorney, and he would have cooperated. So that's the big story there. Big story here in Pittsburgh is, what about upping the security ante at high schools?
Penn Hill's making news because they apparently, and they're not done yet, but they're putting together their own police force for Penn Hill School District.
That's interesting. They have to wait for a judge to sign off on it, apparently. The board unanimously voted to authorize administrators to take the next steps in forming that special force. They're looking for maybe two new armed officers at each school. Positions would be filled by retired police officers with experience working in the schools. And they would still work with the Penn Hills Police Department as well. So the new district force would not replace the officers from the Penn Hills Police Department or guards from the security company contracted. So it's just another layer. So my question is, why add them in the first place? Why not just help Penn Hills hire more police officers that can be used in the schools and then keep it off the expense of the school? This money that would be used for these police officers is a $325,000 grant acquired by State Senator Jay Costa's office. So when that grant expires, what happens? Do we fire these temporary Penn Hills High School police officers? Again, why not help Penn Hills bolster their entire police force and utilize them in the schools?
And will other schools follow suit? We'll see. Good Doctor Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're going to hit you with a Pulse of Pittsburgh poll question first.
All right, Dr. Okay. Mike. Three big events at PNC Park this weekend. Tonight, Billy Joel. Tomorrow, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett. And then on Sunday, Metallica. Three different shows. Which one are you going to? Which one do you want to see?
It'd be Billy Joel. Oh. You know, I'm at that age. I love Billy Joel, the stories he tells.
Yes, okay. Stories with music. And
yep.
Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're putting you into the poll. You're in,
all right,
officially.
You're in. You're along with 65% of the respondents. I thought you were a Joan Jett fan.
Well,
I figured you'd want to see Motley Crue.
Doc could love rock and roll, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of music I like, and but if I can understand it.
You have to pick one, though, so you went with Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Duly noted. All right, let's get to the questions from your fans. Kevin wants to start with the drooling question.
Hmm. Yes, this is from Gretchen and Dale in Coriopolis. Stacy, our 13-year-old cat, is drooling. She has never done that before. Does that mean she has bad teeth? She still eats. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that she still eats, but it could mean that she has bad teeth, but there are other things that can happen in the cat's mouth that could cause them to drool. They could get a tumor, for instance, especially around that age, and they can also develop other lesions that are from their immune system, cause the reaction, and they get little granulomas or looks like tumors growing in their mouth, and that can cause them to drool because the salivary glands are there. So there's a number of things. Bottom line is you need to see your veterinarian for that. We will examine, vets, we always try to examine their mouth and under their tongue and look for those things. And your vet can certainly tell you if it's caused by bad teeth or something else.
All right, question. And this is a good one because so many of us humans feel the need to take some kind of vitamins or supplements. Leslie in McCandless wants to know, Dr. Mike, do you think it's a good idea to give vitamins to our pets?
You know, that is a good question. I get that a lot. And I'm very careful because a lot of the vitamins are synthetic and we don't really have research. I've looked for them because I get asked this all the time. I've looked for the studies on the metabolism of synthetic vitamins and, you know, manufactured vitamins and dogs and cats, and you can't find it. So I can't say for sure that it's safe. But then you look at their foods that we've been feeding, 98% of us feed, and they contain a lot of synthetic vitamins, and it seems to meet all the requirements of the dogs and cats. So I'm always careful. I give it to my young dogs, puppies, as they're growing, and I give it to older dogs or any dog that's starting to have ailments. I prefer whole foods, fresh whole foods, and adding things like enzymes to help them assimilate nutrients out of their food. But I do use ones that are labeled for pets. Do not give vitamin D to your pets without speaking to your veterinarian and having a test to know how much should be given. That can be very dangerous in pets and cats. So vitamin D, be very, very wary. Do not give it to your pets without direction.
And Dr. Mike, Claire in Pittsburgh has a question. She's a nurse, and she's curious about something. She's not a breeder or anything like that, just a nurse. I wonder how, Dr. Mike, a veterinarian decides when a pregnant animal needs a C-section. Is it like the decision that human doctors make?
You know, I have five children, and I was there present for all of them, and I'm not sure how they make decisions for that because my wife fortunately didn't have to undergo a C-section. But I think they look at that. I know how they do it. I mean, they look at the baby and if it's in trouble or the mother's in trouble. We do the same thing in the you know, females. We look at them, and you have certain breeds like Pekingese and Bulldogs. They're just not made for birthing through a narrow canal with big heads. So we do planned C-sections on them. The rest of the dogs, we look for things like non-productive contractions, a puppy getting stuck in the birthing canal, anything like that where the mother starts to become in danger. Then we're going to recommend the C-section to get it out as soon as possible. I love reproductive physiology in animals, and my whole career, not so much in Pittsburgh because I don't do 24/7, but when I was in Long Island, I did, and I had about 150 breeders, and 99% of the dogs do not need a veterinarian to assist them in giving birth. So I say that to all the people listening, that most of them don't need a C-section. Thank goodness. Nature takes its course and does a great job. But we jump in when there's a problem.
Hmm. That's really interesting. Yeah. Thanks for the insight on that, Dr. Mike. But you said
something. You're welcome.
You said something earlier that really has my brain moving.
Uh-oh.
You said in regards to that drooling cat, the 13-year-old cat, that you inspect under a cat's tongue. How do you do that without getting completely eviscerated by claws and teeth?
I know. You know, it's techniques that you learn over a career, you know, that I like to show to the young veterinarians how I do it. First thing I do is when I'm examining a cat is examine their mouth first. Because when you start examining the rest of the body, they start getting mad at you, and then you don't want to go to the mouth. But if you just start off at the mouth, sometimes they're not ready for it. And you can open their mouth and push your tongue, you know, you use two hands, and you push under their jawline, you know, up, you know, feature their picture, pushing your thumb up through the bottom of the jaw, and it lifts the tongue on them, and you can see under the tongue. And it's a quick inspection. Not all of them will let you do that inspection, but most of them do. I'd say 90% of them, I can do a thorough exam of their mouth without a problem if I do that first.
Well, we're gonna try that with Marty Griffin next time we see him. But
there's people say that cat won't even let me pick it up or pet it. You're in its mouth.
I know,
Doc.
Remember, we have them in a strange environment. We put them on a table, and they're getting their bearings, and then we're opening their mouth. So sometimes you get a few moments.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson.com, great podcasts, and you can go to animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com. Have a great weekend, Doc.
You too. I'm looking at some deer and turkey out in the field right now. Everybody have a great weekend. Great weather.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.